What's going on, family? You already know, been covering this for a minute, so we're just going in with the latest thoughts on the Deshaun Watson situation. Promise this won't be a long episode, but just getting them thoughts out there, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to pay these bills. Hope y'all enjoy. Hey, what's going on, family? So let's dive right into it. Deshaun Watson, there's been a lot of stuff mounting lately. I believe it's largely due to the fact that Deshaun Watson is not only still getting a job, and the Texans do have an issue with it, and I'm going to get into more of that in a bit, but I do think they also have an issue with Deshaun Watson replacing a white quarterback that a lot of people like. A lot of people know about Baker Mayfield. He's had Hulu commercials. He's also been pretty trash, okay? He hasn't really lived up to any expectation but being the white hope, and there's been a few of those, and some people who like, even other white people who know football, look at Baker Mayfield and say, hey, you know what? No, none of that. He's not that guy. But anyway, long story short. So over this last week, and this week right now is June 9th, you know, because you may not get this episode the day that I do it. But a few days before, or actually last week, they had 66 women come up and give some sort of testimony. No civil suits, but they're just coming up. It's basically hearsay, he say, she say. And remember, family, when I brought this up in relationship, like a very something similar happened to Bill Cosby, where there was a bunch of women that were allowed to testify in court, that they didn't even go through the criminal process of seeing if they actually had a case. So you actually had a bunch of women come up there and say things that wasn't vetted out. And just the other week, they were talking about 66 women. 66. And I find that to be really, really interesting, because it seems that the new tactic now is that we can't just use one woman or maybe two women. We have to use like a bunch of white women. We have to get a bunch of white women involved, because if we can get a large number of white women or just women to go against Deshaun Watson, then we can create this character assassination. Because let me remind you, family, that before it even got to this point, the lawyer came to Deshaun Watson publicly via Twitter and was asking for a settlement off the bat. It wasn't about justice. It was about money. And since he's been fighting, more of these issues have been ramping up. And these aren't even criminal cases. So let's get into what the topic is of today, or what really motivated me to come to this part of it at this moment. Deshaun Watson, during this case, the attorney against Deshaun Watson has claimed that they're going to list the Texans as a defendant for providing him hotel rooms when he was getting these massages. And when you look at the media and how they've been talking about it, it's very, very clear that they feel that, you know, he did something. Like, they can't prove that he did anything. They have no evidence. And some of these civil suits, like what they're alleging, some of this stuff is he wanted them to massage their groin and they were uncomfortable with that. It's just so interesting to me, because groin massage, like those kind of deep tissue massages are regular. That's usual. That's what you would expect from a professional athlete. Let me harken back to his massage therapist that he had. See, that's the other part that they keep missing. He had a consistent massage therapist before he started going dealing with different ones. And she did an interview. Okay, if you don't know about this, go into my podcast. I did an episode about Deshaun Watson much, much earlier, I think about a year or two ago. And it even lists the, the news station that she was interviewed on, because it's very, very difficult to find now based on the filtering and how, like, this is a very, very popular topic. So it's very, very hard to find this video now. Why do I know this? Because I've tried. But anywho, that was his therapist. I don't really need to say too much about what she said. You can go check it out. It wasn't at all incriminating. It was actually more supportive and more telling a young man to be careful about how he does things. You know what I mean? And it is not unusual for young men to get caught in traps because he has a lot of money. And I know that is kind of, see, that's the thing. When we look at black athletes, when we look at black celebrities or black people with money, we have to look at the totality of history of people using these tactics to attack them. So that's case in point number one. But let me stick on the topic. So the Texans are going to be listed to being the defendants for providing rooms. Again, that's in itself is not incriminating. It's not unusual. It's just the fact that the media, because they need a story and because this is a polarizing thing, and because it attacks the black man, they're running with this and they're trying to make certain things seem unnatural. Why wouldn't they get their star player, their multi-million dollar player, a room so they can get a massage? You know, that's no different than when they are going traveling from each city to city, the team paying for their rooms or paying for certain things. That's not unusual. Like teams or programs paying for hotels, that happens all the way. That happens all the way back in high school. Going to tournaments and different things like that. That happens in AAU, CYO, depending on your tournament. If you even go to that Netflix documentary with Colin Kaepernick, you'll see that they were doing that then, whether it was baseball, football, like that's natural. So getting a hotel room, and then when you think about like high school and up, you can, like, there's certain high schools, if they're good enough, they have enough money, they can get massage therapists to come there and work on you. I've done that. Hayward High, they had that. They would have people come. When I went to Chabot, they had a whole set because they had people who were training, learning how to do this, right? I forget what the science is called, but they were learning how, I think it was kinesiology. Anyway, they were learning how to do this stuff. So my thing is simply saying that the team provided hotels. See, the only reason why that seems like it's dubious is because people are claiming dubious things had occurred. They haven't proven them yet. And the other part is they keep talking about disturbing. They've been on about this. How is it disturbing when none of this is criminal? Most of this is women claiming to be uncomfortable, claiming that, and some did accuse him of saying, hey, we forced us to give him a fellatio. Okay. Because you're going to lose your job. See, that's so interesting. You know, they like to talk about powerful people and not wanting to come out. But what did she have to lose, especially in this day and age, especially over the last 5 years? What did she have to lose? This is very different from the Weinstein, because Weinstein had direct control over the futures of these women. That's the power. That was the risk for coming out, not being able to ever work again. Decades and upon decades of hard work going down the drain because you will not fuck this white man. How is that dissimilar to what's going on with these Deshaun Watson cases? Even in the case of Bill Cosby, that was the point. He was using his power, his fear of influence. Those were some of the things that were being accused. Even some of the he said, she said stuff. Actually, principally the he said, she said stuff, because the stuff that he was actually going to court about was about women kicking it. You know what I'm saying? But you had folks. I'm trying to think of this lady. She played. She plays in a lot of Tyler Perry movies. She went on the Breakfast Club, and she actually gives a testimony on the Breakfast Club about an event where she saw a young girl go into Bill Cosby's trailer and run out crying. Again, he said, she said, can you prove that? How do we know that that actually happened? You know, but that was one of those incidences where people kind of pulled away from Bill Cosby a little bit, because there you have a situation where you could clearly see, okay, here's a person in a position of power to do something. Here's a woman or whatever who wants a job, and that's him. You can see the possibility, the realm of possibility of him using his influence in that sort of way. Now, as you guys have heard me cover before, if that man is that guilty, you don't have to go to those lengths. What they did with Bill Cosby to prove that he's guilty. The evidence should speak for itself, especially when there's so many women. Like, it does not take that much. Like, if we look at the historical record of some of the things like this, like, look at the police officer that was going around raping women in Tulsa, Oklahoma about 5-6 years ago. That was the same dude that they had opened up a GoFundMe to release him. There was a lot of women that were accusing him or that were there, but they had enough evidence on enough. See, when you have that many women, it's very, very difficult not to have certain evidence. You go down to text messages. They even went down and used his GPS. You see what I'm saying?
this Deshaun Watson case is literally a huge he say, she say, to where they're just adding people to say, yeah, that definitely happened. They're adding a bunch of liars. And they're also using this Me Too movement. See, this is why we also have to be very, very careful about these quasi movements or these quasi bills that come out that ostensibly appear to be equal, right? Or ostensibly, oh, kind of, that was redundant. That ostensibly appear equal, right? But in actuality, that's not what's going on whatsoever. And we seem to, as a community, and I'm talking about the Black community because I don't give a damn about the white community. The white community, as I said in a whole other episode, you guys will be able to check that out. There is no hope for them, like being allies or anything. They're very comfortable within this system where they have the advantage. They're very comfortable within a world where they can easily look at a Black man and say, of course he's a thug. Of course he's a criminal. I bet you dollars to donuts, if Tom Brady was in the same exact situation, they would not look at it like this. They would not. You know what their response to you would be? Tom Brady would never put himself in that situation. You see what I'm saying? Based on what I said, do you understand where I'm going with this? You see, if Deshaun Watson was not Black, this would not be happening. Furthermore, people would have more of an issue with the fact that they're just like, it's a civil case. What the fuck? And you're talking about a guy. See, that's the other thing, too. They've spent the last few years destroying. This is what you call character defamation. Deshaun Watson, when this first came out, everybody acknowledged that he had never done anything wrong. He had a good record. This would be like if Steph Curry and LeBron James would like, they wouldn't have a history of dealing with something like this. But here's the difference. They were like, well, maybe there's a dark side that we don't know of. Did you see the reaction? Family, go look up and see the reaction when people thought that where Tom Brady was accused of using some racial language or doing something disrespectful in that Super Bowl game versus Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? And how people were like, oh, no, not Tom. Tom could never. And he's a competitor. He's this. He's that. You see how his reputation, quote unquote reputation, saved him? But why did his reputation really save him? His reputation saved him because he was white. That's the thing. White is right. So you, as long as you have a good reputation, like Big Ben, could he do that? No, they would question it. But people forget that he was accused of rape and he settled twice. You understand what I'm saying? So Deshaun Watson is not even being accused of anything close to this, but they're trying to make it seem, they're making it appear to be that way. And because the thought is, oh, no one really knows what happened besides those women, Deshaun Watson and God. But we can't look at the context. We can't look at the clues surrounding the situation. It doesn't seem suspicious that all of this stuff just keeps coming out of nowhere, seemingly. And no one has provided any evidence. Like, what they're trying to do, they're trying to win this case in the court of public opinion. That's all it is. Like, they need this to happen. They need this to stick. They've been trying very, very hard. Okay, R. Kelly wasn't good enough. You know, although he did actually do it. You know what I'm saying? But that's not enough to vilify the Black man as a deviant. You see what I'm saying? There's a reason why they're attacking the Deshaun Watsons of the world, the Bill Cosbys of the world. Because these Black men represent good Black men, quote unquote, non-threatening, doing the right thing, successful. They have to show you that even the quote unquote best of Black folks are still degenerates and deviants. That's the message. That's the same age old message. What they're essentially saying is, of course, Deshaun Watson, like, he's in a hotel room, he has all these women, and he's Black. This is the same argument that they've been making over the last few hundred years about the Black man and his sexual deviancy and his tendency to just, he's just going to attack these white women. He's just going to attack women. That's what he does. Although he's had no record of this. You can't show anything. Once again, he say, she say. And I do blame, this mainstream media for this issue. A lot of folks, especially Shannon, who's like, no, wouldn't you get a private one? Wouldn't you get a private? Like, why would you have to do something outside of the norm? Like, other NFL players don't have to do that. Other professional athletes don't have to make sure they do all this and that, especially when they're young. They do that. And we don't even notice the racism in the fact that black folks have to do something different in order to survive. That we have to even go about this thing in a different way. And other people know that. Skip Bayless and all these people, they understand that. But at the same time, they don't want to address the fact that that has to happen. That black folks have to protect themselves differently. It's almost as if he's going to be penalized for, even if you didn't do it, you shouldn't have found yourself in that situation to have it done. So we're going to penalize you for it. Meanwhile, white boys around the world, who motherfuckers can go sit up there and rape babies and they bring them in. Like, they do a bunch of crazy shit. They do way more extreme shit. Shooting up fucking grocery stores and things like that. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's so crazy to me. That's so crazy to me that the standard is, I was kind of eavesdropping a little bit. But that's the thing, that like we have to settle for, like, he's going to get penalized because he didn't have the foresight to deal with potential bias or racist actions or attacks like this. You know, but on the same breath, the society tries to tell you that this society is much improved. There is no problems. Everything is equal. Why? Blah, 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 blah. Like, this whole society, the whole way how we deal with things contradicts itself. And it has to contradict itself because it must be confusing. It must be confusing for it to be effective. Because if it made sense, people would not go by this. And I bet you moving forward, Deshaun Watson is going to be different. And other athletes are going to be a bit different because this is so high profile. This is so high profile. But at the same time, it does not change the fact that this is something that is inherently wrong. And the fact that this is happening to him is, I'm very, very just disappointed. I'm very, like, what do you, like, what disappoints me the most is that with all this talk about a new media and a new media, you know, taking over the narrative and having some integrity and having this and that, I haven't seen anybody do their due diligence in situations such as Deshaun Watson. I haven't heard sports media say anything about Brittany Griner, but that's another podcast. You guys should check that out as well. But even going back to what I was saying before, attacking Deshaun Watson, making this about the Texans and providing him rooms for situations that, first of all, these are civil suits of the accusation. And that's the other, that was the thing I wanted to bring up as well. A few weeks ago, they talked about 66 women coming forward, but he still only has 24 civil suits that have yet to be proven in a court of law. So again, you're seeing them just add numbers to shit. They're adding stuff, but why? How can you ask 66 people and there's still only, I can't even quote right. Like, no, bro, you're stupid. Sorry, family. So I've been kind of like debating people and people are like really, really stupid. And I'll deal with that. So basically, I just wanted to just segue for just a moment. So basically, like, a lot of people are dumb because sometimes, like, when they say things, they can't read in between the lines. They can't, like, paraphrase. So a lot of times when people say something and they're like, oh, you can't quote right. or you're not using, no, like what I'm essentially saying is that what you're saying is what so many other people have said. Like I'm paraphrasing what you said. Like people are idiots. They're simply idiots. And the other issue is that you have a lot of white people in this society that are idiots that have had things like, think about this. They have no idea how much easier they got it, even though they struggle. And I think that fact, that idea really bothers them. I think it really, 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 really bothers them. You know, so they just really just don't know how to handle it. And they just end up sounding like fucking idiots. And that's the only frustrating thing is that when you spent like, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour engaging with a complete idiot. And there's just really no like no benefits to the conversation outside of the fact that I want other people that are that look like me to see these to see the conversation. And then, you know what I mean? Be able to get that information, be able to get that perspective. Some oftentimes I use white people in terms of these debates or even coons or just certain people that I'm engaging with, not necessarily to engage that person, but to bring forth a conversation that people haven't seen before or certain sides that haven't been seen before. It's not so much about the person that you're engaging with. It's about the exchange of information and how people are receiving it. You know, that's the important thing. So I could be annoyed in some discourses and some debates and what have you. But the ultimate point is, boom, I want you to see the different perspective. I want you to get this information. I want you to see how this information works with this information. So thank you for that brief little segue. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But yeah, family, I just urge you to kind of look through the details. This is kind of the same as before, but I kind of told you guys that I would be just let you know when any major significant updates come up. And I do think this is significant, you know, with them adding the 66 women. I was waiting to see if he was going to get any more civil suits as a result. And that doesn't appear to be the case at this time. And also, but what you do see is them kind of adding, you know, the Texans onto it. So what I'm just seeing is that they're trying to just like kind of add some pressure. They want to strip away some of the support. You know, I still can feel that, you know, the Texans were somewhat behind this, because you don't see any of this until he wants to leave the Texans, until he talks about what a racist organization the Texans are. None of this stuff happens. Remember, before they came up with these accusations, Deshaun Watson was looked at as bringing attention to something very, very racist within the NFL. And I also feel like that point can never be lost. And I have to continue to reinforce that point just in case it gets lost between all this muck that they keep throwing around. Okay. So with that being said, family, thanks for supporting me for so long. I know season 6 is really, really weird. Things didn't necessarily go as planned, but when I promise something, I deliver. So I promised, you know, new content, you know, better content, and I'll let you decide on that. But, peace, love, and light, y'all. Tech out.